You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now on RNIB Connect Radio to talk See Differently placements, as we talk to people who are part of this placement and their managers to check how they have been doing. Today, we've got one quite familiar, as we are joined by assistant content producer for RNIB Connect Radio, Rosie Murray, and a certain well-known voice on RNIB Connect Radio's Daily Connect, Mr. Alan Russell. Thank you both for joining us.
Cheers, Shiver.
Rosie, I'm going to start with you. What attracted you to apply for this placement in the first place?
So for me, I've been out college for about a year and a half, and I actually did radio at college for 2 years, and I was job finding. I got a lot of help to do job finding, and this placement came up. We were informed by someone at RNIB about it, and I figured, you know, it's a fabulous opportunity to get the kind of skills I need, because a lot of the jobs I couldn't do because I needed experience. So it was a kind of thing to kind of get me from being in college to then being able to go out and actually do work.
What does your day-to-day work involve as part of the placement?
I do a lot of kind of different things. I've tried out basically most of the things. So I've done editing, I'm now doing research, I've also done an interview. So it's quite like a variety of things. It's never the same thing. So I really enjoy it for that.
What are some of the things you have learned as part of your work?
I've definitely learned, you know, if you need help, you can ask a question. Everyone here is really nice, and I've had loads of questions and they've been really helpful. I also feel like with my JAWS skills, I wasn't very good, and like I'm a very basic user. I've never really used it before, so I'm definitely getting better at that. And a big thing that I learned that I wanted to learn and achieve was doing editing. So I'm getting there with that. I'm just a beginner, but I'm getting faster with it.
And how have you found travelling to work? That's an aspect a lot of us, you know, do as part of work, travel around. How have you found that aspect?
For the most part, all right, because I'm getting taxis and it's usually the same driver. There's been a couple of times where I've had to get my own taxis and just book them and, you know, see what happens. And sometimes that's a bit harder, because trying to direct them where to go, especially on the way back, it's kind of difficult. But mostly, for the most part, it's been quite easy, although definitely the kind of getting the kind of fares back is not as easy as I thought it would be.
What are some of the challenges you've faced as part of your placement that you've dealt with?
The worry of like making mistakes, or, you know, like having to have the confidence to ask questions, and, you know, if something goes wrong, I think that's something that I definitely struggle with, is, you know, how do I fix it, or, you know, do I need to get someone to help me? I think, you know, with JAWS and things like that, like, I'm just new to it, so there have been things that have happened and I don't really understand it. I don't know what to do with that. And I also think in the studio as well, I find that more challenging. I definitely need support to kind of do all the recording stuff, and that's something that's I'd like to kind of learn more of, because right now I feel like I can do the interviews and things like that, but kind of understanding how the actual studio works definitely is a bit complicated to me. But like, I'm here and I want to learn as much as possible, and I'm glad that I've been able to kind of try everything, because it makes me realise what I'm good at and what I want to kind of specialise in.
Listening to you, Rosie, I'm thinking about when I started in radio as well, because this was all daunting to me, you know, coming in, and I was sort of getting to grips with JAWS too, you know, I was getting to grips with some of the Microsoft packages. And then you walk into a studio, and like the studio is here, you walk in, there's three monitors, there's four different keyboards, there's two different mixing desks, there's mice, not the four-legged kind, but there's a couple of mice, you know, there's faders, there's buttons, there's dials everywhere. It can be quite daunting to walk into something like that. But again, you know, Hubert, you mentioned about, you know, the skills that blind people have. Sometimes it's that memory as well. You know, not just that spatial awareness for getting around the place, but just sitting in a desk, you know, what fader is for, you know, my microphone, what fader is for, say, the news channel. That all starts to come to you, and it's muscle memory, and, you know, you're piecing together things in your mind all the time. You're blind about your environment. And it does take a bit of time to get used to. And I'm just thinking, listening to Rosie, how difficult it was for me at the start as well. Now if you put me in a studio, I can fly around it, all the kit, I can fly around the different software packages, and still learning new software packages as well. You know, radio is an ever-evolving area when it comes to tech, hardware and software. So I'm still learning as well. But, you know, Rosie is basically talking... I can see myself in there. You know, I can see me in my first day coming in as a volunteer and then working here as well. So, you know, that Rosie, it's not, you know, it's not unique, the stuff you're talking about. It's absolutely the same that many of us go through as well. And, you know, coming through it in the short time you've had has been pretty good. And we certainly hope anyway that you carry on the training and you carry on the opportunities too.
In terms of supporting Rosie as part of her placement, how do you and the team do that?
We kind of look at Rosie's placement as a bit of a blank sheet, if you like, because the idea is that we have to give her sort of experience of as much of station life as possible. You know, we're a small team, so we get involved in everything. So it can be, you know, basic admin, it can be taking part in shows. I think Rosie's been in some of the live shows doing little bits in there. There's the editing part of it, single track editing. There's a little bit of research, taking part in the sort of team meetings. So there's a whole host of things that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. The placements are sort of 10 weeks. Rosie's here for a couple of days each week. So you're really kind of trying to prioritise what would be better for her, because we would need more time to do a lot more and do a lot more in depth. And it's, but it is also about helping Rosie. She mentioned JAWS, which is the screen reader that blind people use for, you know, basically what you guys see on the screen, JAWS talks to you. So it's been giving Rosie help to get used to using JAWS, because that is what you'll find in workplaces pretty much these days. If you go in, the screen readers will be JAWS, so you really need to know that. You need to be confident with your Microsoft Office packages as well, emails, there's Teams to learn. There's learning how to use the studios, the desks, there's using the software in the studios as well. There's a whole lot to squeeze in. So you're trying to prioritise that. You're looking to find Rosie's strengths and playing to those and getting her to do stuff. But also it's like, well, what you're not good at, Rosie, let's throw you in the deep end with some of this as well, because you can be confident in things, and sometimes it's the stuff you're not so confident at that you really have to learn. You know, radio is a very competitive industry, so the better the grounding you have at the beginning, so much the better. So when it came to putting stuff together for Rosie, it's been trying to think of a little bit of everything to give her a real taste of what she will need. And, you know, at the end of the day, she may specialise in something. She mentioned editing there. So it may be that that's what she'd really like to specialise in. So that's something which, you know, further down the line somewhere else, Rosie could look to pick that up and develop that even more.
And when it comes to, you know, having someone like Rosie, what difference does it make to the team, the organisation, the station?
Everyone, as Rosie said, will sort of chip in and help. You know, we're always keen to bring more people who are blind or partially sighted into radio. We want people to thrive in this industry as well. So, you know, we'll give as much help and, you know, as much guidance and encouragement as we can. But, you know, you mentioned a question earlier, Hubert, that you were talking to Rosie about sort of getting to and from work, and sometimes that's a big thing for people who are blind as well, because it's, where's my workplace? How easy is it to get there? You know, if you've got to use public transport, it may be having to learn to use trains and buses, but that will benefit you beyond the workplace as well, because, you know, you may not always be able to get a taxi. You may have to use public transport at some time. It could also be orientation skills. So when Rosie came here, we had to do some orientation skills with her, so showing her where the studios are, how to get there on your own. If the fire alarm goes off, how do you get out? Where are the fire escapes? Because, you know, you may be in the office yourself when the fire alarm goes off. So, you know, there's a whole host of things that we can teach that are good in work, but there's a whole host of things that you learn in work that benefit you kind of out with work as well. And public transport is a massive part of that as well. And we like to encourage people to say, look, you've maybe done a little bit here, but go on, speak to, you know, rehab workers, your local council or other charities, and try and get more maybe cane training, guide dog training, training around about train stations, bus stations, learning that independent travel skills, because that's probably one of the most important out of work skills, I would say.
Learning is quite key, and I think it goes both ways. So my next question is, how can an organisation benefit from this sort of experience of having someone who's blind or partially sighted as part of a placement?
Well, the placement scheme's there. The person is getting paid for it. You know, RNIB fund that, so that's a big tick straight away. But I think we're all well, people who listen to RNIB Connect Radio, people in the sight loss sector, they're all too familiar with, you know, 75% of blind people are out there want to work, but they can't. There's only 25% working. It's a shocking statistic. And when you think about a blind person, you know, they bring a huge amount to a job, you know, but unfortunately, you know, employers still look at, oh, the sight loss. How am I going to cope with someone who's blind? They don't perhaps understand things like access to work. They don't know about assistive technology, which can make a huge difference. And, you know, for someone who's blind, I mean, like myself, you know, I'm blind as well, you know, a lot of parts in about working is problem solving in jobs. You're solving problems, you're getting jobs done. If you're blind, you're problem solving every day. You know, you're problem solving getting to and from work, getting to and from the shops, you're problem solving technology problems, you're thinking about how I get around a building somewhere. So immediately there, you've got people who can think on their feet. You get people who are used to problem solving, people who are used to thinking, and can give employers ideas of perhaps better ways to improve their working environments as well. And people who are blind, they have something to prove. So you're going to get people who are there to prove themselves in a job. You're going to get hard-working people as well. It is a huge win-win, but unfortunately, sometimes it's just making that first step for an employer. That's the difficult part.
And finally, Rosie, to you, based on your own experience of the placement so far, what would you say to people who may be interested in applying? What would you say to encourage them to give it a go?
I would say that it doesn't really matter if you feel like you don't know very much or you're not very confident with, you know, mobility or public transport or even JAWS. That's a big one for me. The team are very nice and, you know, every step of the way they will help you. I mean, I have asked so many questions and every single member of the team have helped me at one point. They believe in you and I'm really grateful I was able to get the opportunity to do it because it is such a good opportunity and I think that more organisations should do that kind of thing because it's so helpful and so beneficial.
Rosie Murray, Assistant Content Producer at RNIB Connect Radio, and our very own RNIB Connect Radio's Alan Russell. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.